So, yeah, he's here. Zech Nishvos Avi Murray, Yaakov Nisol Pilchus, Zech Nishvos Daniel Lashrein, but it's Yeshua Fowler. Okay, good evening, everybody. Is everyone here? Is everyone able to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What I'd like to... What I'd like to do tonight, a packet, L'chvod Shavuos, regarding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Birkas HaTorah, and specifically about the inyan of the chiyuv to make Birkas HaTorah when you're up the whole night. Which some have the minute, we stay up the whole night. And then the question is, so what's with the Birkas HaTorah? And is there a chiyuv of making a Birkas HaTorah? Do we say no? Just like every day you make Birkas HaTorah in the morning and it lasts the whole day till you go to sleep. But if you didn't go to sleep, so maybe in a Hanami, you don't have to say Birkas HaTorah. So what's the story? So Tosfos in Brachos and Yud Aleph on the base quotes Rabbeinu Tam. It says, "V'haya oimer Rabbeinu Tam," the second arrow. "V'haya oimer Rabbeinu Tam." She'adam omid mipitoso balayla lulmod einu tzorach levarach Birkas HaTorah. In other words, if you get up in the middle of the night to learn, you don't have to make Birkas HaTorah. She Birkas HaTorah shol esbol shachris poteres at shachris acheres. That's Rabbeinu Tam, and then Tosfos says he doesn't like that. Beloy nehira. So the machloikis is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the chiyuv every day, there's a new chiyuv. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't have to, even though you slept. You already slept for 5 hours, 6 hours. So you already slept a good amount of time. And now it's you woke up in the, still before Alos HaShachar. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you can learn without Birkas HaTorah. Only when it comes the morning, then you need Birkas HaTorah. As opposed to, we'll see, other shittas hold that the sleeping alone, or at least the sleeping at night, you require Birkas HaTorah. Say, for example, it says in Shulchan Aruch from the Rosh, if you take a look, here on page 2, in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel, Hamashkim kodem or hayom lulmod bevarach Birkas HaTorah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that if you wake up and it's before the day began, before Alos HaShachar, and you want to learn, so you should make Birkas HaTorah. So that shita holds that the sleep, or at least the sleep at night, is mechayev you in Birkas HaTorah. And the other shita holds that no, Rabbeinu Tam holds that till the next day you're not chayif. Till the next day. So it would seem that the Shulchan Aruch isn't paskening like Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you don't wait till the morning. Hamashkim kodem or hayoim lomoid b'varach birchas haTorah. Ve'edot tzorech lachzor levarach she'elach beis haKnesses. And you're not going to have to make another bracha when you go to shul. You made it. You say 3. You go to sleep. Not right now. And you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. So a lot of yidden, they learn before they go to work. Whatever, they go to sleep early and they wake up early. They go to the mikveh. They go to and they wake up early. They learn a couple of hours before they go. So the Shulchan Aruch says they should make Birkas HaTorah right away at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rabbeinu Tam says not that way. Rabbeinu Tam says they should make Birkas HaTorah in the morning. Oh, so what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? So,
what's the idea that you've made? Shouldn't you start off with the basic question, why don't we make a Birkas HaTorah every time before we learn?
Okay, so you want to hear? Okay.
And if you are,
you're not though.
What do you mean? That's not
some slave.
No, it's a Tosis. It's a Tosis. Because
it's
a Tosis.
Tosis says it's a new day. Because a new day needs it. A new day.
Needs it. The new day. Well, Tosis. Yeah, the new day. And you want to see the kasha that Rav Yonason asks, is the Tosis kasha here in Yud Aleph Amud Beis on page 1, the first arum. Torah Maishna Misukah. Shetzarach Levarach Al Kol Sudo Sudo Leisha Basukah. Right? You go into in the sukkah, then you go out, and then you make another bracha on the sukkah. You go out again, you go someplace, you come back, and you make it again. So how come we don't do that by Birkas HaTorah? Every time we sit down to learn, you learned a little, then you went outside, you did something, and you come back. So he says, "I'm telling Maishna Misukah Shatzar Chavarach Al Kol Sudo Sudo Leishav Asukah V'Yishlomar." The shiny Torah she'enu miyashi daito the whole shah other mechuyev lulmo. The ksivi gisibo yom of alayla. Tami kemo yoshev kol hayom below hefsek. So Torah is something that enu miyashi daito the whole shah other mechuyev lulmo.
Then that's so. But this, if there is a hes chadas,
but there's not.
If I'm sleeping, it's a hes chadas, or something like that.
Yeah.
If Rabbi Tam doesn't hold this whole Svarah, he could just hold you do it. He said Yom of Halayla, so Yom of Halayla is one mitzvah. So each Yom of Halayla, you make a new bracha.
Oh, okay. We'll see. You'll see who you mechavin to. We'll see who you mechavin to.
Of course, you go reverse and say the Shachar Kumat and go.
Yeah. So let's take a look. Let's take a look. So, Mogen Avraham explains the Shulchan Aruch. He says, in page 2, in Sifkat Yud Beis, in Yoshin Hishkim, קודם אבל סוסח סאר קאם קאם בבארק מי זה האב בקשר ברכס התורה שבר חוסם קודם היום right in other words all ברכס השחר you can really make before the day comes in other words you want to sleep now you wake up you want to make ברכס השחר you can make ברכס השחר already
won't that depend on the ברכה ברכה
Maybe, you know, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Well, so take a look. There is a Mogen Avraham here on page 5 in Hilchos Shavuos. And the Mogen Avraham discusses what should you do on Shavuos? What should you do on Shavuos if you're up the whole night? Second hour. In the Birkas HaTorah, אני מסופק. ובסימן ממזיין, סביוד בייס כוסוף, אף אם לא עמוד בלילה, אין צורך לברך, כל הזמן שלא יישן. Right, in other words, even if you're learning, you make the Birkas Torah in the morning, then the next night is you're learning. You don't have to make a Birkas Torah because you didn't go to sleep. Mashum de be'er kol ha'layla, אין צורך לברך ביום השחר, because you still, you don't say with the Birkas Torah of the morning. So he says that even by night he wants to say that sleeping is not a hefsig. But what's the word? Ela shemitchila ein datenu liftor rak biyom v'layla echad. וכשקם בבוקר קורם על אוס השחר, אזי נחשב ליום של אחר. So he says that a person, when he makes Birkas HaTorah, he has in mind that he's only, that the Birkas HaTorah should last till the next day, or until at least he wakes up. In the morning, where he starts his next day. So Mamela, so that's what you have kavan in. Tehdar Rabbeinu Tam and Shach Havar Cholim Alos Hashachar the Niftar Bracha Shal Esmal Achi Yayom Can be done Nami Yishlam Came to Shalom Gvach Alayom Because Tam Can be Karl Oya Daito Niftar Rach Layom Alayla. Chetzarch Lavar Because Atok Sheyar Yayom. So he says that Chedir Iker Acharot Shalos is the Sofik. So Ishma Birkas Ator Miachem. It's Kabbalah says. So he says. He says that Maisa, the word is that you have in mind. Well, when a person makes Birkas Ator, he has in mind that he's only making it for this day, this day and the following night. So even if you don't go to sleep, you have in mind that you're making Birkas Ator for today and the next night. So therefore, he says that technically speaking, if you were up the whole night, you could make Birkas HaTorah by yourself. You don't have to get someone to be moitzi you. You could make Birkas HaTorah for yourself. He says if you want to be extra machmir, you get someone else to be moitzi you. But really, the Magen Avraham says...
And you didn't have in mind that Erev Shulis to stay up all night.
Whether you had in mind, you didn't have in mind.
Well, if I had in mind to stay up all night, or someone, why would they just have? Well, I would have to have a my kavanah of Birkas Torah would be still to cut it off at that time.
Yes, so you have in mind that you're going
to. He's making this like that's what you're having in mind. It's not kavanah.
Yes, because since you know that you do it every day, that's what you do.
So I wake up Erev Shulis.
Right.
So I could just have a different thing. I have kavanah to go straight through and keep with the same bracha until I go to sleep next. And then I putter from the Birkas HaTorah because I already did the Birkas HaTorah.
Right. In other words, you're saying mehechi teisi that they'll have the same kavanah when he knows he's not going to sleep at night. Okay, we'll see. The problem is like this. There's another Magen Avraham. That they point out that, Moshe points out that, let's say like this, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah, on page 4, he says the following. What's the din like this? Say a person sitting in the Sukkah the whole day. Basically, he's sitting in the Sukkah the whole day, and he's not going out. We could go out for to use the bathroom, something, but nothing big. And then he's going to eat. Our minig, the Rabbeinu Tam's minig, is to make leisha basukah every meal. Make a leisha basukah. But usually, when we eat another meal, we've already gone out. You know, we eat breakfast, and then you go someplace, then you come back later. But say you stay in the sukkah. You stay in the sukkah 12 hours, place, 15 hours, and you have different meals in that time. So would you have to make another leisha basukah on every meal? Or, no, you don't have to make on every meal, because you're staying in the sukkah the whole time. So look what he says here. He quotes from the Bach. The Bach, the first word in the line of Bach, Sof sim tofresh mem gim kozev mashu mariel the shachron and chozev ochel chozev mivarch. He says, whenever you're going to eat another meal, you have to make another leishev a sukkah, even though you never left the sukkah. V'hainu why? V'hainu time in the chol adam daito min astam shlo teher bracha patarto el ad shosh yachzev yochel. That when somebody makes a bracha on the sukkah, he makes it on this meal, and he has in mind that the bracha should last till the next meal. That's what the Bach says. So even though you never left the sukkah, but you have in mind that the bracha should patter till the next meal.
How's this the stira?
One second. So comes the Magen Avraham with Dvarav Tamui. So the Magen Avraham says he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the Bach. What's his why? Datu Mishi Yesh Lo Tzitzis Bebigdo. Say you're wearing tzitzis, right? And Michavish Shalo Yiftirenu Bemerchoso El Ad Chatzos. Say you're wearing tzitzis, right? In the morning you make a bracha on the tzitzis, and you have in mind that I want my bracha to last till Chatzos Hayom. And after Chatzos, my bracha should expire. Could you do such a thing? That the bracha, it's like you're making a Shabbos clock on your bracha. After a certain amount of time, this bracha should only last 5 hours. Could you do such a thing? So the Mogen Avraham says, of course you can't do such a thing. So why should you be able to say, he's talking to the Bach now. He says, why could you say that you have to make another bracha on Leishi B'Sukkah? In other words, you were there for breakfast, and then you never left the Sukkah. And now you're there, what? For the whole morning, the whole afternoon, straight. So why should you have to make another bracha? So you're telling me that you had a kavana that you should make Berachas HaTorah, that this bracha should last for every meal. But who said you could do such a thing? Who says that you could set a Shabbos clock on your Berachas HaTorah? That it only lasts for, if you left the Sukkah, so a Vashteitzach, then you come back. You left them for a long time, and now you come back, so you're going to make another bracha on the next meal. But if you were there the whole morning, you had the breakfast there, you stayed in the sukkah the whole day till lunch, so why should you have to make another bracha?
It's not compared to Berachas HaTorah.
The Bach says when you make the moitzi, you write make kiddush, right?
The Bach saying when you
make moitzi next to moitzi, you got to make an leish of a sukkah, yeah.
Right. Even though you never left the sukkah. This could be also Chol HaMoed.
There's a big difference between the two.
One second. So therefore, he says, "V'gam lo reisi b'achronim shum mashmos l'chein ein levarach d'yishlochus l'brachol v'atol." So he says that you shouldn't follow the Bach. Again, the Bach says if you stay in the sukkah the whole day, so for every meal you make another leishay v'sukkah. Because you have in mind that the bracha should only be, but the Magen Avraham was the one who said before in Hilchas Shavuos that you can't. So here he says you can't, but there he said you could have in mind that you're only being pater with your Berachas HaTorah till the next day. One second. So the question is why here. He says by Sukkah, he says you can't do that. So how come by Berachas HaTorah you can't?
There's not the same case.
No, what's the answer? What's
by the case of Sukkah and Tzitzis, I'm doing the mitzvah the whole time. By the case of Talmud Torah, I'm not. And we're saying there's a Hesach Hadas. There's no Hesach Hadas. So therefore, the bracha there, we're saying there's no. You could connect this with the Hesach Hadas, or the Tosfos brings down. In the case of Sukkah and Tzitzis, I'm doing the mitzvah the whole time. You can't have a Hesach Hadas from at the moment. I can't have a Kavanah.
The question that people ask, just to clarify, is here the Magen Avraham says you can't put a Shabbos clock, you can't put a timer to a bracha. Right? So if you weren't mafsik, you can't say, oh, my bracha is only going till this thing, like the Bach said. What do you mean to tell me if I say at 12:05 the bracha expires? I have to make another bracha. You can't. If you took off your tzitzis, is one thing. If you got out of the sukkah, that's one thing. But you're wearing your tzitzis the whole time. You're sitting in the sukkah the whole time, so you shouldn't be. But the same Magen Avraham, it says that the reason why you can make another Berachas HaTorah in the morning, even if you stayed up the whole night, is because you have in mind that the Berachas HaTorah should expire at a certain point. But I thought he says not. Stira. So Jonas and Talaki wants to say what?
When you're doing the by Sukkah and Tzitzis, you're doing the mitzvah the whole time. There's no clock on the das. You can't not have das if you're doing the mitzvah. By Talmud Torah, you're not learning the whole time. The whole svara is, we're saying that it's not a Hesach HaDas the whole time, however we understand that svara. or however the mugging of Rambam's different.
No.
So that you could have a clock on. Up into this, because the Hesach Hadas works because it goes on the original bracha.
So he's saying that by Sukkah, you're in the Sukkah the whole time. So how can you say that the bracha flies? But Torah, you're not learning the whole time. But an Afal Pi Kein, we say you don't have to make a new bracha, but if you have Vavish in mind that it should expire, then by Talmud Torah can expire. Because by the Talmud Torah, you're not learning the whole time.
But Tosis says that you have a chiyuv of learning all that. That's what he says.
Right, but he's saying that...
It's like you're wearing...
I don't know what Tosis says. There's a Shas of Tumas in Russia that says your mind's not the whole time. Your mind's not going back to it the whole time.
Right.
You're not here the whole time, though.
There's
What did Joe say? Joe?
I said you're sitting in the sukkah the whole time, but you're not eating the whole time that you're in the sukkah. So, you know, the leishah doesn't it would have to do with the food also. So, I don't know. You're not engaged in the mitzvah of
The mitzvah technically is being in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. It's just that the Rebbein Tam has the minhag to only make the bracha then.
Sukkah, would he say the same thing even going into the next day?
Well,
at least the way ate dinner, slept in the sukkah overnight, and then ate breakfast. Would the Magen Avraham say the same thing?
Right. Good question. Martin's saying a good word. In other words, would the Magen Avraham say, if you're in the sukkah 24/7, not 24/7. Mamish, 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, you don't leave the cell. Okay, maybe you leave to use the bathroom, but that doesn't count because you come right back in. So Martin is asking, would the Magen Avraham say the same thing that just like he said by Birkas HaTorah, that you only have in mind till the next day? So would he say the same thing by Leishah B'Sukkah?
Yes.
That every day is you have in mind till the next day, and every day you should make another Leishah B'Sukkah?
No. Assuming that he's not arguing from the whole, what we do is not going against the whole. The Gemara has that you go in on the first night of Sukkot, you make your lay shave, and then you don't make a lay shave again. That the rejected sheet in the Yerushalmi.
So what are you saying?
The only difference is because we say there's a new chiyuv. If there's no new chiyuv, it doesn't. Even in the achilah, there's no chiyuv. Day and night has no shaychus to the Sukkot. So if there's no difference, we could tie.
So you're saying, according to the Magen Avraham, if you stay in the sukkah 7 days straight,
you should make one bracha.
One bracha. That's what he's saying, Martin.
I'm not so convinced. When you go to the bathroom, it's not a hefsek.
Okay, but say you okay, but
that's what say you would do. Make a bracha.
But you're saying that you would make one bracha for the whole. Martin, he's saying to you, answer your question, he's saying that he doesn't think the Magen Avraham would say such a thing. That you would make every day another. By Birkas HaTorah, yes, but not by Sukkah. Well, that's what Jonas would say.
With my whole story, the bathroom would break it up. Because when you go to the bathroom in that time, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore the whole the same das that the svar I'm giving to make the chiluk between these two cases would apply.
Yeah, but it's only for a short amount.
It doesn't make a difference. So I stopped learning for 5 minutes. That 5 minutes, it's not. It's only for the Hesach Hadas. So my kavana.
You could have a case where you don't leave to go to the bathroom. You make dinner at night, and you go to sleep, and you get up in the morning.
Right. Then I was referring to 7 days straight.
Right. So let's see. So I want to show you now two tshuvas. One from the Heshiv Moshe, that's the Yismach Moshe, and one from the Beis Sharm. And they both have interesting Mahalchim, Mechudishtuk and Mahalchim in this Indian. Both Tshuvas. Beis Sharm is Rav Amram Blum, there's Rav Yitzchak Blum, is a descendant of his. So he says like this. So he wants to say a svar like this. He says,
what page?
page 7. Misha Neir Kol Alayla Nivarach Baboker Berkas HaTorah. So he says, he quotes the Magen Avraham, that if Neir Kol Alayla Nivarach Lavarach Baboker, because it says that that's the Magen Avraham here, not the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shavuos. Because you didn't go to sleep. But then, on the next page, he quotes the Magen Avraham that he says in Hilchos Shavuos, and in Hilchos Sukkah, Tav Lachar Tadavar Zel Koshi Avonim, Kamosh Kosh Magen Avraham, that he doesn't like the Bach, because he says, the Sukkah Chozer V'Olcho Chozer M'Varach, Chol Adam Daito M'Nastam, Shlote Abroch, Patarta Halad Shoah Shiyach Zov Yoch. Kosh Magen Avraham, the Rav Tamuim, right? He's Cholak on the Bach. So the question is, could you make a time frame on this? So he wants to say the following. First, he wants to say this far. Mio nirali yesh chalik. Dibishmal kamitalis deina osa shumaisa biadayim b'chatzois. He said, when you put a talis on, you put a talis on in the morning, and now you're keeping it on. So if you want to say that it should expire, the bracha, at chatzos, but you're not doing a new maisa at chatzos. So maybe it tastes that you should make a new bracha. But balimit Torah, osa maisa v'yadayim, chol shav v'shav shalomed, b'kai mitzvah balimit. In other words, every time you're learning, you're doing a new maisa of learning.
So that doesn't work for Soka.
So he says, kevin shelo haisa daito liftar limer al keis bachar, ba'al av chiv habracha ala maisa sh'osev lomid. Fa'avde b'achila Soka, no del mogar avram, sh'ani hasem del ovid maisa mitzvah mechadish, degam a yeshiva having mitzvah kemo achila, whereas he's not doing a new maisa. He's doing the mice of Sukkah. But Talmud Torah, every second, is a new mice of learning. So Mamela, he wants to say that maybe the word is that if you're not doing a new mice, you're not doing anything new. You're doing the mice of Sukkah. You're not doing anything different than you did before. So then you can't stop the bracha. But by learning, it's similar to what you were saying, that every second you're learning...
That's not what I said. I was saying that moments you're not learning, but break
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, okay, that's a different thing. Yeah, but we'll see that svara soon as well. Oh, so he wants to say another vort. The Masuka, he says like this, Vanira. He says like this, Anira Libazad, the Basukah came in the Khsib Basukah Teshu Shivas Yomim, Ray Bufurashim Bakrod Behedib Hazain Yomim, Lachaikala Mitzvah Al Kol Yom Yom of Neatzma. In other words, he wants to say that maybe Sukkah, the Torah speaks about the Shivas Yomim, maybe every day is a mitzvah of Neatzma. After the mitzvah says, Achasi, it's one mitzvah of Sukkah. Rashayim came Tzitzes, Lo Nuskarbo, Lo Bazman, Lo Yom Klal, Heki Tesi Yachil Brach. Put on tzitzis. Maybe you can have one bracha for the rest of your life if you don't take it off.
It's the opposite. It should be the opposite. Since it's connecting, just like the Mar in Yerushalmi, we don't hold because of the. But I come in on Sukkot. I said make one bracha. It goes for 7 days. I have by lulav. I have to make 7 different brachas because
right.
There's a break in the midst. I don't understand this.
Yeah, one second. So he says, "Who had the hachanami gabi Torah? Came in the chesid b'krav agisu yom v'layla. The haynu kol yom v'layla. Came the first b'krav. I'll call yom v'layla. Chayal hamitzvah from the atzma. Dainu beis leis. L'chein boi brachah from the atzma. Call eis leis. Chayin ami sukkah zamrina behedya sukkah kol shiva boi brachah." So he wants to say that by Birkas HaTorah, maybe the word is by Birkas HaTorah, to explain Pshat, that there was one Pshat, the reason why you could make Birkas HaTorah every morning, he writes, Corey quotes in the next paragraph, is is because the Kovach Chacham Brachas Ubechol Yom Dumya the Shar Brikas HaShachar. It's a regular, like any other Brikas HaShachar. That you make, just like you make every day. Asher Nesa Masech Vivina, Shalom Sani Goy, Shalom Sani. So too, Brikas HaTor is like a Brikas HaShachar. So every day. But he's saying that's one way. But he says there's another way you could say it. And that is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and this is what you were saying at the beginning, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, every day has its new chiv, his new chiv of Talmud Torah. In other words, every day you have a chiv to learn. In other words, if you learned 10 hours yesterday, it's not good. Because you have to learn something today also. In other words, by the fact that the Pasuk speaks about Yom Valayla, so that's treating every unit of 24 hours as a separate entity. That's what he's saying. And since every unit of 24 hours is a separate entity, so therefore, you can have a separate bracha, even if you weren't, even if you were up the whole night, because it's a separate entity. And Mamela, every 24 hours is a new chiyuv. You can't, in other words, what's your chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Every 24 hours is a new chiyuv. So Mamela, that's what he wants to say over here. Then he continues, and he wants to say that every take a packet. Every 24 hours is its own chiv. So therefore, you could have a new bracha on every day. Because every 24 hours generates a new mitzvah, a new chiv. And then he says a shtickle chidud, he says by page 17, by David HaMelech. He says that David HaMelech, he didn't go to sleep. He wouldn't go to sleep for any long amount of time. Dovra Melech. And this is Shal Yishin Shitin Nishman on page 17. Shal Yitom Tam Misa. So he says, Mestama Moshe Rabbeinu also did that. Not going to be. So he says, so how did Moshe Rabbeinu make Brichas HaTorah Kishem Hashem Ekra as Moshe Rabbeinu? So it must be.
Who says he ever did?
The Pasuk says.
Yeah, that was the last day of his life. Who says that might not be much of a chance to do that? If that's when the Chiyuv came, when he.
Yeah, so 1 second.
So, okay,
I mean, it's a Chidud. I'm saying it's not a. So he wants to say, so maybe. In other words, if these people never went to sleep a sufficient amount, they would still make Birkas HaTorah. They would still make Birkas HaTorah because Birkas HaTorah, every day is a new chiv of Birkas HaTorah, of Talmud Torah. Vagisabo Yom HaMalayla. Every day is a new chiv. So Mela, every day is a new chiv. So then you could taina that you have in mind that you're only pattering this day because every day is a new chiyuv. Every day is a new chiyuv. And Memela, so that's what he writes here. If you look on the bottom of the page, let me show you which page to look at. 1 second. Oh. Here, take a look at page 9. At the bottom, the footnote. Os Chof Hei, in page 9 at the bottom. The bottom left. Tom says the very remaining she shnei to'amim lambe b'neir kol alay l'tzarech l'achzer. In other words, what's the two reasons that we can give? How come if you're up the whole night, you can make another bracha? Besides the idea that maybe it's like Birkas HaShachar. Number one, the fish aim b'dateinu liftor b'bracha achas al meis le'es. Because you have in mind that the Birkas HaTorah will only be for a 24-hour zone. How do you have a right to do that? Moghana Ram himself says you don't have a right to do it by sukkah, etc. So he says, because since Limud HaTorah is called Limud is a Maisa Chadash, so Mamela, you could do such a thing. That's one Mahalach. The other Mahalach is, Ki mitzvah Limud HaTorah kol yom v'yom have a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So Mamela, the first idea is that you have this is what you have in mind. That it should only pat there for 24 hours. So Mehechi tasted that you could do such a thing because since you're doing a new Maisa of Talmud Torah, so you could end at a certain time. Masha'en came by Tzitzis, you're keeping it on and you're not doing any new Maisa. Or the other Svara is to say that since every day there's a new Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, so then every day has a new Chiyuv of Bracha.
Because
I guess I'm
alive. Why don't we say
Yeah, no.
So we should say it every night. Or we could say the geese on the light, we should say it day and night. It's two separate.
But are you saying that's a way of just saying
if I take it as one clause, which every night I should make a breakfast at all, Shaffan.
Yeah, but it could be. But Higizio Malayla is one unit of 24 hours. One second. So Yesh Nafkamina, she says, what's the Nafkamina between these the two things? Latama Rishon, if Adam Kivil Hedesh Erotzel Lipotib, Ibrikaso Gamal Yom Mocher. In other words, say a person wants to say, I want the bracha to last for 2 days. 48-hour bracha. So according to the Tam, that you have a right to control how long the bracha is by Talmud Torah, it may be in a chanami. But according to the Tam Sheni, that it's because the idea is it's a new mitzvah, so b'meila, every day is a new mitzvah, so you can't decide, oh, this bracha is only going to go for half the day, or it's going to go for 2 days. Every day is a new mitzvah. So it's nothing to do with your kavanah. And every day, and he likes that far the most here. That's the pshat. That if you hold that, since every day is a new mitzvah, then every day gets another bracha. Nothing to do with kavanah, yes kavanah, no kavanah. Every day is a new mitzvah. The other mahalach is, the third mahalach is to say it's a Birkas HaShachar.
Where's that come from?
That's what the Moghana Ram mentions. But the other two mahalchim, either that you can control how long a bracha goes, if it's a mitzvah that you're doing, constantly doing some type of maisa, like you're learning, or the idea is that each day is its own chiv. Therefore each day gets its own bracha. And even if you didn't want, even if you had kavanah that it should last the bracha for 28 hours, doesn't matter. Because each day is a new thing. And that I think is the shita that he likes here. If you look at the end, you'll see that that's his preferred shita. See it here. On page 19. Here, the last paragraph, he writes, And in the footnote, Kuf Yud Zayin, he writes, "Kein pasku harbe achron aloch lemaisa gedas rabbeinu, shegam b'neir kol halay l'tzarich levarach b'chas haTorah, because it's a new chiyuv." And then he says, "V'chein horu lemaisa bal vayol Moshe kavur mamachzor divayol chagashavuos." But he says some achron say it's because of that it's like a birchas hashachar, or there was the three svaras to say why to make a new bracha every day. Either because it's a Birkas HaShachar, or the idea is that you're only mechavein for one day at a time, or to say it doesn't matter what your kavan is. L'maisa, it's a new mitzvah, a new chiyuv mitzvah, so it's a new mitzvah. The fact that I was learning the whole night, so now once the day comes, there's another chiyuv mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In other words, Talmud Torah is divided in increments of 24 hours, so every day, and so that's the psak of the Heshem Moshe. Well, so now let's get to the Beis Sha'arim. The Rav Amram Blum. I told you, the Rav Yitzchak Blum, who used to come here, is a descendant of him. So he has a tshuva here to discuss the chiluk of the Magen Avraham between Sukkah. That sukkah, you can't. In other words, the Bach says if you're sitting in the sukkah the whole day, every meal you have to make another leishiv of sukkah, and the Magen Avraham doesn't like that. But the Magen Avraham says, but every day you make. So what's the difference between sukkah and this? So he has two mahalkim here, the Beis Sha'arim. So he says like this. So here it says he has two mahalchim to explain the pshat in Talmud Torah. So he says like this. Let's see. Yes. So first he says, I think what Rav Yonah is going to say. Achil gadol b'neham. Beinem habach shom. First word of the line is habach. Habach shom kosev. The afim lo yotzim in a sukkah klal kol ayom. Filach kishchosev. So it chosev bevarch. Kena magen avram ma'irishu who lovish betzitzis lo hifzik. Klal vasiyas a mitzvah. Zeh shah because of rom lo mahani daito shelo yiftor. But when it's a bracha that you never stopped, so then you never stop the mitzvah. You never left the sukkah. You never took the talus off. So you're not going to make a new bracha. Aval birchas haTorah lo be'emes mafsik. This is what you said, Yonasan. The taka, you are mafsik. When you do during the day, you are mafsik. Asaka, v'achil, ishti, halicha, tefillah, chodom, ayari, levarach. So really, you should make a birchas haTorah every time you go back to learn. Tosa says, we don't, but that's what He said, in other words, when could you clock the bracha and control it only by a mitzvah that you're not really doing every second? By sukkah, you're staying in the sukkah the whole time. So how could you say the bracha only goes till 2:30, 2:33? You can't say that. So you never stop the mitzvah. But a mitzvah that you do stop, it's just the svara that you always have in mind, etc. Or salvatric is the famous word of, you know, it's latent in your mind. You know, sometimes you're learning before, and sometimes it's, you know, like in the back of your mind, so to speak, but you know you're coming back to it. Yeah, like in subconscious, yeah. So there's such a thing, you don't have to make another bracha. But l'maisi, you're not learning. So if you have in mind that you want to clock it up to a certain time, so such a mitzvah you could do it. You could clock it. But sukkah, you can't clock. You can't say, I'm making a bracha in the sukkah, and I'm staying in the sukkah the whole time, but I want the bracha to expire at 2:33 and 32 seconds. It doesn't work that way, because you're constantly doing it. Torah, you're not really constantly doing it. It's just, we have a heter that you don't have to make it again. But if you have in mind that you want the bracha to end at a certain time, then you're not chanami. That's his first parents. Why it's different. That was Yonis and Teluk, he said that right away, off the bat. That was your fort. This mamash was your fort from the Beis Sharm.
Sorry, why can't my bracha on sukkah cover, why can't I have in mind that this bracha is for my yeshiva basukkah until 2:30 p.m. or whatever time?
Because you were never mafsik.
But I have kavana for after that.
Yeah, but you never kavana for care not to become the mitzvah. You had kavana for care that you wanted to make a Shabbos clock on your bracha. Okay? Wanted to expire at a certain time. You can't do that. He says, the Beis Sharm says, you can only do that in a mitzvah that you're not constantly doing. So then you could say, like Talmud Torah, you're not constantly doing it. So even though technically we don't always make a new bracha, but you have in mind that you want to put a Shabbos clock to it. You want to put a timer, so by midst of Talmud Torah, since you're not always doing it, that you could do. But by sukkah, that you, if you would leave the sukkah for half, and go someplace else, mela. But you're not. We're talking about a case you're not leaving. So the Bach said, every meal you can make another bracha, even though you didn't leave. But the Mogen Avraham says he doesn't think that's right. So the question is: so why by Talmud Torah, the Mogen Avraham says you could do it? You could clock the bracha. So the Beis Sharim says, because it's a different type of mitzvah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that you're not always doing. And yet it's a chiddush that we still don't have to make another bracha. But in the Chanami, since you're not always doing it, and you decided to clock it, and then you could put a Shabbos clock on your bracha, so to speak. You end it at a certain time.
Well, what if I'm in the middle of Talmud Torah at 2:30? Does that Shabbos clock work? From 2 to 3.
Right. So if you're in the middle of Talmud Torah, so he would say that Lemaisa, the Beis Sharm would say that if you had in mind that the bracha is only till here, that's only till here.
So you're showing that you can in the middle of
learning
a stretch of something have your bracha expire. So why can't that be the case for sukkah?
No, because anyway, it's a mitzvah that you're not doing anyway. It's a mitzvah that you're not doing constantly anyway. It's just as a chiddush that since, like Rabbi Voren said, you're subconscious, salvation is latent in your mind. So we say that it's you're really not mesiach das. But lemaisa, you're not doing it constantly, 24/7. So such a mitzvah is different than. In a sukkah way that you're mitzias in. That's one.
I would have said, do you have a case? It's.
That's
you
one.
You need something to attach the two together. So the lack of hesach hadas is what attaches it. But if you could break that, because it's not a real, it's not attached. It's not a real attachment.
What?
When I'm doing a mitzvah continuously, it's one item. However, in a regular case, the reason what allows me not to make 10 brachas on Torah a day is because I don't have a hesach hadas.
Right.
But that's not something that could be broken. I could make it so I do have hesach hadas.
Right. So that's what you're saying. When you put the clock on the mitzvah on the bracha, you're saying at this point I'm mesiach das.
But you can't do that.
Okay, so that's one.
Can I put a clock on a bracha rishon? If I'm making a shahakol, can I put a clock on that?
You want to say that you want the shahakol to expire.
It can't expire in the middle of your mouth. You can't say I have a hesach hadas on the shahakol while the food's in my mouth.
But what if you stop drinking?
Not when it's in my... Yeah, when I stop drinking, I can have a hesach hadas. But not when it's in my mouth.
Yeah, okay. Not when it's in your mouth. Okay. Okay. So, but now he has a second mouth.
You don't need another bracha once it's in your mouth.
If I have a hesach hadas, I do.
Okay, but let's see. He has another mahalach here. He has another mahalach. Mashanirali Ol Bezeh, on page 21 on the right side. Mashanirali Ol Bezeh. B'hinei b'emes yesh l'hafli al guf ha-dover, sh'anu nogim v'omu l'chol yom brikas ha-torah. Gave the mitzvahs lima Torah Tomim. In other words, we saw in the Yismach Moshe, in the Heshiv Moshe, he gave a thing that every day there's a new chiyuv Talmud Torah. So that's why you have to make another bracha. Right, that was his word. But he's saying that he's viewing it, no, Talmud Torah is Tomid. In other words, you have to learn your whole life. Right? Why don't we make a bracha achrona Talmud Torah? Because Talmud Torah never ends. Lefi shem nigmar mitzvasa. Ein Rabbeinu Yonah. Kolmokim shecholit. Yeah. So he says like this. So he says he has a kasha. May lo sagi mevarach al haTorah tam achas kol yimei chayev. Why can't you make when you become bar mitzvah, you'll make a brachas of Torah and that'll cover for the rest of your life? Right. The chiv is always. So he says like this. Okay, so then he says, the first word is Arishon. The Birkas HaTorah is Shnei Inyanim. So he wants to say like this. The Birkas HaTorah, the two Inyanim. Echad Birkas HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Lima HaTorah. So Birkas Kol HaMitzvah, Shemarchim, Tzitzis Tefillin, right? That's one. So like a Birkas HaMitzvah. And the shame is Birkas Hodol Shabbach Hashem Bonu Menosam Lono Asatora. From Brachas Shalom Sani Goy, Evid Isha, called Birkas Hashachar. And Tanya Shlomer, the Vade Mitzad Birkas Hamitzvah, Hayadai Vrach Birkas Hator Pamachas Koyime Chayef. Whereas you could say Mitzad the Birkas Hamitzvah, once you become a Bar Mitzvah, you Mechuyev, and then the Chiv never goes away. So maybe you can make it once in your lifetime. But it said mitzad birchas hodah. He says so mitzad the chiv of Talmud Torah in a chanami, it never goes away. But maybe there could be a daily chiv that mitzad the other aspect of the birchas Torah shabbat harbanu that you have to give hodah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila he says that maybe mitzad that aspect. You could clock it or make it, or there's a chiv b'chol yom.
Who says that's the
real
the same?
One second. Shein is nearly da'yesh lovin eitz kosher the mitzvah Talmud Torah Talmud b'liyafsik. In other words, we know that it says in that if you learn a little in the day, a little at night, you become hikisu b'yom b'layla. So he says, "V'char b'yerz ha'irich v'tavada mitzvahs v'ikur yom v'layla kiyem in kovez man l'tavad Torah b'yom v'layla." But there's another mitzvah, shinantam v'necha. There's one mitzvah to learn some Torah every day. But there's another, that's v'gisa b'yom v'layla. Every day to, but there's another mitzvah, shinantam v'necha, sh'yudivar Torah m'shunonim b'ficha. Kol yisrael m'chuy yuvul mod leida kol ator kula. Right, everyone has a chiv, that's a life chiv. Throughout your life, to try to learn as much as you can, hopefully, eventually, to learn everything. Baruch HaMeres Midah. Now, call page 22. Page 22 is the same as page 21, but the Sefer is so big that you can't get it all on the same page. So I did one, the page 21 was one side of the page, and page 22 is the other side of the page. So now go to page 22 on the left side. L'chein tzarech l'lo tami b'li hefzik. Please say Vade mitzvah mitzvah sesei shinantem shu mitzvah sesei tomid lo hefsek ayedai bebroch achas kol mechayev. Whereas he's saying from the perspective of knowing Torah, so that's a chiyuv that for your whole life, and maybe you could make one bracha your whole life. But then there's another mitzvah of kviyas Torah. There's one mitzvah to have a kviyas. To learn every day, and there's another accumulative mitzvah of deciding to fear Zvanot Torah B'Yom V'Layla. Mitzvah Zayzei Zu Yeshla Hefsek B'Chol Yom Mitzvah Ape Nafshe. Chin Tzrichim Uvach Brachas HaTorah B'Chol Yom for that mitzvah. So he says, "Lefize the Sukkah Tzitzis Shapir Kos Among Them Mohani Daitos Lo Yifto Bracha Rak Ad Achil Acheres Had Kevin De Enu Mechuy Bracha Zu V'Avi Bracha Shein Tzrichim." In other words, he says there's no separate mitzvah by talis and by tzitzis and by sukkah. So you can't say that the bracha is expiring. But it could be that Birkas HaTorah, so the Heshem Moshe says, Birkas Talmud Torah Taken is every day is a separate mitzvah. So he wants to say a similar idea, that every day is a separate mitzvah, but he wants to say either mitzad the Birkas HaDosh Shabbai, that even though mitzad the mitzvah Shabbai, maybe it's not a separate mitzvah, maybe it's just a, but mitzad the HaDosh Shabbai, that's a separate mitzvah, or mitzad the mitzvah of Shinantam to, you know, which means that
the Shinantam is totally
different. And therefore, from that perspective, from the perspective of Higisa Yom HaMalayla, every day could be a separate mitzvah. From the perspective of Shinantam not, so either you could say that you're allowed to make Birkas HaTorah every day from the perspective of Hodah, or you could say that you can make it every day from the perspective of Higisa Yom HaMalayla, which is similar to what the, I think they pointed out, to what the Heshiv Moshe said. But other things, but other mitzvahs that it's not a separate mitzvah, like he says, sukkah, tzitzis, etc., is one mitzvah. You know, it's not a, not every day doesn't make the same mitzvah. You know, that's the brisker sheet, the tefillin is not a mitzvah every single day. It's a mitzvah because if you hold Lila's man tefillin, so mainly it's one hemshech. It starts from Motzoi Shabbos till the next Shabbos.
How can that be a flat Shabbos
while the Lila's man tefillin? We pass in Lila's man tefillin. It's just we don't put it on because you might.
What's the top making more than one bracha than a point for the briskers if they only hold one?
No, because we go to sleep and then we're mafsik. But they hold that if you missed that one day of tefillin, then you could make it up by just keeping tefillin on the next day.
The whole day?
Okay. No, say you normally... See, the briskers hold like this. We hold like the prima garden. Which is better? If a person puts on tefillin 5 minutes a day, 6 days a week, right? So 5 minutes a day means the whole week, for 6 days a week, he put it on for half an hour. 5 minutes a day. One person. Another person, he puts on tefillin on Sunday morning for 2 hours and that's it. Who's better? So we hold the guy who did it 5 minutes a day is better because he did it every day. It's a chiv every day. The briskers hold no. The guy who put it on for 2 hours on Sunday is better because the mitzvah is accumulative throughout the week, throughout your life. So he put it on for more time than the other fellow. So he was better. He did a better mitzvah. We all know that this guy put on a Sunday, the other 5 days he was Mavata La Mitzvah. Because it was the brisker of hell that it's not a mitzvah per day.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they be filling on like the people in the Churva?
I went with the group, I forgot the name.
What, the Zilberman people?
The Zilberman people.
Yeah, because they don't wear it the whole day because for other reasons.
Kufnaki.
Yeah.
So why
don't
the briskers
wear it all day?
The kids. They wear it the whole day.
The whole movement over there.
They wear
it the whole day.
Shiner wore it all day. Yeah, Shiner wore it the whole day, but he's
enough. The Von Gaon held everyone to wear it all day.
Yeah, okay. We're not on that much drink. Okay,
so. He held everyone shirt in bed.
Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi says, so this is the vort. So
this vort doesn't work. You have the hodah. There are two brachas. If it's just hodah, you should only do one.
Right. Yeah.
And they were masakin to do.
So
two.
Maybe they were masakin as one unit, so to speak.
Especially the ikar bracha. Yeah. Which is the ikar bracha? The doraisa.
Is Asher Bochabano. So that one is every day. That's the tzad to do it every day. Okay. So Rabbi says, so basically what we see it over here. Is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So some hold it's you need a shein in between, but some hold that no, that every day you can make another bracha even if you didn't go to sleep, either because it's a birkas hashachar, or it's because you're doing a maaseh so you can clock it, or because even if you didn't have in mind the maaseh, but the maaseh every day is another mitzvah. Either mitzad the mitzvah of Talmud Torah or mitzad the mitzvah of Hodah. So this is just a fascinating discussion of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and how the mitzvah and the bracha you know, the gather of the mitzvah and the chiv of the bracha play a role. So I think before Shavuos, we can focus on that. Even though the Maisa, they talk about this because of the minute people staying up, but it's done. It's across Kabbalah Satorah, something to think about. So Be'ez Hashem, we should all have a Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos to continue learning with a Smada and Simcha for many years to come.